listen while you list. VMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network.
You are listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. And that's great. But now we want to listen to you. Give us a call. It won't kill you. 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. Here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Bulk, B-U-L-Q, the easy way to source. Tell us your eBay hopes and dreams, and we'll keep them under our hat at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that's 888-723-4630. Yes.
So
we were discussing.
Yeah, we have two people on the line that don't know they're going to be on together. And it's about the Seller Hub issue.
Yeah, and I've got...
It's CJ and CJ?
Yeah, before we go there, I've got news about that question.
Okay, but let's have them on while you're giving them the news. They're on already. So go ahead and give the news.
So I asked someone on the Seller Hub team, and this is... It's called Sourcing Insights. It's a new feature, and it's it'll be under the Growth tab of the Seller Hub, and it's being rolled out incrementally. I'm trying to see.
I think Shauna Champion.
Yeah.
Did a recent blog about it.
Oh, she did. Okay.
Well she's going to do the. You know, she did the Growth tab at least. I don't know if that was part of the Growth tab or not.
It's in the growth tab, and when it's been rolled out, that's where you'll see it.
Okay.
If you're already in, it's about 50% rolled out.
I see.
And if you're in the pool that's already been rolled out, you'll see it.
Did you ask them if you have to have a store?
No, I didn't.
Hmm. Okay. Well, guess who's on with us?
No,
CJ from San Clemente, California, known as XOXMAS on eBay, and Cindy from San Diego, California, Patty Sin, and they're both calling about the Seller Hub. So did you hear what Griff just said? Hi, CJ. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, hello. Hi, Lee. Hi, Griff. Yeah, well, I guess the great minds think alike, huh, CJ? From Southern California, yeah. Girlfriend, right?
Well, Griff is absolutely correct. And it was, and so was our earlier caller. And it came out, and it was a wonderful thing, and then it disappeared.
Right.
Oh.
So there must have been something wrong with the rollout yesterday, so I'm sure it'll be back.
Okay.
Well, it shows next to growth, everybody has Seller Hub now. It's not in beta, but I think parts of the growth tabs are in beta. So if you have it, click on growth, and then go down and... Mine is highlighted. Mine is like bolded. It says sourcing.
Okay.
It says recommendations, listing improvements, and then sourcing.
Right. So that's where it'll show up. If it's not showing in that drop down memory, then you haven't been added to that pool yet.
Right. Keep checking back. But yeah, it's kind of cool. I was playing around with it the other day when I got, I don't know, did you get an email, CJ, or something, or?
No, I got the pop-up like she said, and I went to my categories, and my categories weren't there. So then I just played with it in categories that I don't sell in.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
I was playing around because I was looking for other stuff that
So the mystery has been solved. Everybody's going to get it. But, Griff, did you ask them about the store thing?
Yes, and he just wrote back and said, no, store subscription is not a requirement for now.
Oh, yay.
Wonderful.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so, because everybody wants to source, whether you have a store or not, check the categories and stuff like that. So,
I can't wait. It's going to be very interesting. So, CJ, do you have anything for Halloween up there?
Oh, I have all kinds of stuff for Halloween, and it's been selling like crazy. I can't believe that pumpkins that I've had for 10 years are selling for $30. I don't even think I paid $30 for them when they were brand new.
Are these Trendmaster pumpkins?
These are Trendmaster pumpkins.
Yeah, I've done a little research, and apparently those older ones are hot, and there's nothing currently on the market that kind of replaces them for quality.
What do they look like?
And design.
I mean, are they, what are they made out of? Where can we see one?
They're a plug-in pumpkin, so you don't have to use candles. It's
all electric.
And they're made out of polyurethane, so they kind of look more like a real pumpkin. They're not just thin plastic. They're thick polyurethane.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that's probably why they're so popular.
Cindy, anything for Halloween on your list?
Yeah, on Monday, actually, I went to some garage sales on Saturday, and I bought a child's costume. It was a little girl's pirate costume. I thought, oh, I better get this up. So I took pictures, listed it. I was going to save it for my granddaughter, but it'll be a while before she could wear it. So I thought, well, I'll sell it. And I went to get coffee, and it sold.
Hey.
It sold so quickly.
Good to know. Yeah.
You're not complaining, right?
Yeah. No, I'm not complaining at all.
So CJ and Cindy, I want to thank both of you for being part of eBay Radio in the way you always are and for calling in with us. We appreciate it very much. Wow. We always love to hear from both of you.
All right.
Well, you have a wonderful day.
Bye, CJ.
Thank you. Bye, Cindy. Okay, bye, CJ.
So we learned some things.
We did. We did. So basically, it's going to come. It's just, you know, I guess when you roll out stuff every now and then, you know, something will happen. Like these people say they saw it for a minute and then it was gone.
Yeah.
So nice to know that it's going to come because it's a good thing. So, Griff, I've got that list of holiday eBay branded shipping supplies that we're going to be giving away.
Oh, goody, goody.
And just to tell everyone, we're going to be giving it away in the next segment, which is coming up here in about 8 minutes.
And I have a question. I have a trivia question.
You do have a trivia question?
Of course I do.
Well, why don't we ask it now and get it over with?
Right.
But first of all, I think we need to give away it's the third thing on the list that we need to give away.
What is it?
10 8x6x4 boxes.
Okay. 10 8x6x4 boxes.
And if you haven't seen these yet, they are beautiful. They're eBay branded holiday boxes and they have little snowflakes on them. They're so cool. So what is the trivia question?
So everyone knows what PayPal is.
Sure.
It started as a separate company. eBay bought it in 2002. They became part of eBay. We then went our different ways in 2015. PayPal's still around. eBay's still around. But early on in eBay's history, there was another payment service that eBay actually provided. What was the name of that service?
So the trivia question is, there was another pay service.
Yeah.
Before PayPal.
That's right.
And it was that eBay used.
That's correct.
eBay used. What is the name of that service?
What is the name?
That is our trivia question. First caller at 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630, is going to be sent from Griff's own little hands.
Little? 10. My hands are little?
10. His little teeny weeny tiny hands.
Excuse me. My hands are really huge, okay? They're huge. People tell me. I don't know. They tell me my hands are very huge.
Okay, we're going to send you 10 8x6x4 boxes with the eBay holiday little snowflakes on them. So they're fantastic. So first caller at 888-RADIO-30 that knows the answer to the trivia question. And the trivia question is, there was another pay service before PayPal that eBay used. What is the name of that service? You know, Griff?
What?
I don't remember. I don't remember it, so there you have it. They'll be looking it up. It's okay. They'll be Googling it.
They'll be Googling.
They will.
They'll be Googling it. They'll be Google. It's huge.
Exactly.
Right. So if you think you know.
So there's something that I wanted us to be able to get to today.
What's that?
And it's 15 phrases successful people never say.
Oh.
And it's on page 4.
Uh-oh.
And it was written by Sujan Patel for Entrepreneur.com.
Oh, Entrepreneur.com.
Yeah, go to page 12 because these are very interesting. And we all may have been guilty of some of these in our time.
Oh, I don't. Well, let's see. So you said page 4. I didn't print anything
12.
Out today. Oh, page 12?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay, let's do that then, because I am curious to know.
What we should never say.
Okay, so if you want to become more successful, you have to be in the start making a habit of talking and thinking more like people who are already successful, like Lee and Griff. Here are 15 phrases you'll never hear Lee or Griff ever say.
The first one is, we can't do that.
I think we have said that.
One thing that makes people and companies successful is the ability to make solving their customers' problems and demands their main priority.
All right, I'm pulling out of this. You know why?
If a need arises repeatedly, the most successful people learn how to solve it as quickly as they can, instead of saying, we can't do that, and just forgetting it.
So that one, the next two I say every day on the radio, so I don't qualify as the...
Yeah, but you then try to find them a solution. Read that. Go ahead. Number two is...
So number two is, I don't know how. How many times have I said that on eBay? If you had a dollar for every time I said that on eBay, you'd be rich.
But you then say, send me email. It means that don't have
let's
it
learn
the
together.
Top of your head. Right. Exactly. So go ahead and read what's on.
Well, so it's I don't know how, quote unquote, and instead of automatically shutting down solution finding, successful people learn what they can in order to succeed in a project or in their career. For example, if you would never see a successful international business consultant who travels to Italy multiple times per year, refusing to learn Italian.
So it's
you couldn't be successful.
Yeah, so it's okay to say I don't know how, as long as you follow it with let's figure it out.
Yeah.
Okay. So number three is, I don't know what that is.
I say that all the time.
Pleading ignorance doesn't make the problem go away. We'll be back with more.
Boy, you're killing me softly with these phrases.
They got Griff written all over them, don't they?
They do. This segment was brought to you by Bulk, B-U-L-Q, the easy way to source. I don't know. I don't know what it means. 888-723-4630.
Stamps.com wants to give you a free 5-pound shipping scale. Simply sign up for our free program for eBay sellers. You get all the features that Stamps.com provides, custom designed for your eBay sales, including the printing of all USPS mail classes and batch printing, plus the ability to brand shipping labels with your company logo. eBay sellers, sign up now for your free program and get your bonus 5-pound scale today. Shipping and handling fee required. That's stamps.com/eBay radio.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at worthpoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit worthpoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
You know how important it is to stay up to speed on what's happening in the world of eBay and e-commerce. For the past 10 years, TameBay has been bringing you that world. As the premier eBay blog and e-commerce news resource, they believe it's their job to help you build your business, and they're doing just that. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson are savvy reporters with deep eBay roots. Chris is a power seller, and Dan is part of the team that founded eBay UK. They know how to find the news that you need to know, and they're not afraid to print it. TameBay even goes the extra mile with the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers. If you're not reading TameBay, you're just not keeping up with your world. Tap into the latest eBay and e-commerce news, along with all of TameBay's other seller resources, at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
When eBay Radio needs special gifts for on-air giveaways or events, we visit the eBay shop. They make it easy because they have gifts for everyone. It's the perfect place to shop for the holidays. You'll find custom-dyed eBay-branded apparel. Anything from t-shirts for big eBayers to a baby blanket and onesie for little eBayers. Your office mates will love their eBay-branded techno gadgets, like a Jolt charger with digital power display, while your introspective friends will enjoy eBay journals and pens. And so many items available at the eBay shop fit a busy lifestyle. Take eBay everywhere with an eBay-branded tote, duffel, or backpack. Stay hydrated with an eBay-branded water bottle. Or get caffeinated with an eBay-branded coffee mug. You can even get your eBay on at the golf course or beach. See all the latest eBay-branded goodies for fall at the ebayshop.com. See all the latest eBay-branded goodies for fall at the ebayshop.com.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Oh, we're waiting for your call.
Oh, and we have emails here, too, but go ahead and give out the phone numbers.
888-RADIO-30, once again. That long-awaited number is 888-723-4630.
And we are having a contest right now.
Yeah.
And we're giving away 10 8x6x4 boxes of the brand new eBay holiday branded shipping supplies.
Right.
You're going to get 10 of those boxes.
Yeah, it's not going to cost you a penny.
And the trivia question is, go ahead, Griff.
Everyone knows PayPal. It was a separate company. eBay bought it in 2002. Almost every transaction on eBay accepts PayPal. PayPal's totally cool. We split up into two companies last year. But did you know that eBay once had its own payment service? What was it called?
Going to win those beautiful shipping boxes. So give us a call, 888-RADIO-30. So, Griff, we were reading 15 phrases successful people never say.
Yeah, I read ahead and I'm getting really unhappy.
And so, first of all, let's go back to number 3. I don't know what that is.
Well,
why don't you read what it says, because it does agree with us that it's what you say afterward that counts.
So this is an example of exactly what happened earlier in the show when someone called in with I saw this feature and I don't know how to get it back. And my response was, I don't know what that is. Pleading ignorance doesn't make the problem go away. It just makes the asker find someone who is able to work with them to solve the problem. While it's always good to be honest with those, it's always good to be honest with those
you interact with.
You interact with. Finishing the phrase with, but I'll find out, is a surefire way to become more successful. So it's, I don't know what it is, but I'll find out, which I did. I did.
Yes, you did.
I did.
You absolutely did.
Many people tell me.
So number 4 of the 15 phrases successful people never say is, I did everything on my own.
And I have to confess, I have never used that because...
Do you know I was going to say that, Griff, number 4 is not you?
No, it's not me, because I never do anything on my own. So how could I say
that? No, you always give people credit.
You have to.
You have to give people credit.
It's much more fun.
I mean, like me, for instance, you know, I do everything here. Now, see, if I said that, how do you think E-Betsy, CJ, Donna, John, Bert, all my lovely people...
Griff,
you know, I mean, you can't say that. You've got to recognize your team, people, no matter who that team may be, okay?
Yeah.
Hey, Griff, we're going to stop down for a minute here because
the phones
are ringing, and perhaps...
Perhaps
somebody knows Diana, Loomis, California, known as Grammy Lou on eBay. How you doing again, Diana? Nice to talk to you again. What's your question or comment?
I just have an answer to a trivia question, I think.
Okay.
Bill Point.
Yes!
Yay!
You got it, smart historian,
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Good.
eBay purchased a company called Bill Point, and I believe late 98 or early 99. Integrated it into eBay. It never quite caught on because PayPal had a better product, frankly. So it was retired when eBay bought PayPal in 2002.
Right. That's what it says here.
So congratulations. And Griff, what does she need to do to get this?
Well, what you need to do is you need to email me at griff@ebay.com with your address and say, I won the Bill Point trivia question.
Okay, will do.
And we'll ship your boxes out to you.
Okay.
So, Diana, did you have any Halloween stuff listed?
I have a couple of couch tissue box covers, and I think I have, what else do I have on for Halloween? I have some fabric and some placemats.
Do you have those listed all year, or do you just list them this month?
I list it all year.
Do you?
I have everything listed all year.
Yeah, why not? You know.
Yeah, why not?
Somebody wants them, they want them. Exactly. Diane, great to hear from you, and congratulations for winning.
Thank you.
We'll see
bye-bye.
You, see
thanks,
you soon.
Diane.
Bye-bye.
Well, that was fun.
That was nice. I love giving away stuff. Isn't it great?
It's
so
terrific.
We've got three more of these packages to give away.
You want another trivia question?
I think what we're going to do is give one more away today, and then I'd like to save two for you for next Thursday.
Yes, next Thursday.
When I'm going to be gone.
You'll be gone. You'll be in Florida.
I'll be
helping
in
to clean up.
Yes, I will. And do you know that Melissa and Elisa and I are all three going?
Oh.
John will be here for you, however. So will Betsy, and so will Donna. So will CJ. So you'll have the whole crew here. I'll be the only thing missing, you poor, poor soul.
Be
gone.
It'll be extraordinarily difficult for us, but we'll soldier on.
No, but
somehow.
We're going to have a lot of interesting people in there doing some, you know, things.
Can you call us and call in from Florida can you hold a phone while you're holding on to a palm tree being blown away?
Well, hopefully, since I'm flying in on Sunday, they will have all blown away already.
But didn't it say it was going to come back around?
It could possibly.
Oh, Lee, are you sure this is
so
smart?
If I'm stuck there, there are Clear Channel Studios all over Jacksonville,
goody.
And I'll go find one. Not to worry.
Right. I think if you're stuck there, last of your worries should be, hey, I got to get on the radio show.
But. So we're going to, we know that we may be in a cleanup mode when we get there, and that'll be okay. Just to see my beautiful grandchildren and the twins. Remember, yeah. I have not met the twins. I see them on Skype and stuff, but shoot, that's not the same thing. So I'm very excited. Anywho, we're going to have, I want you to be able to give away two packages next Thursday.
Two packages.
Yes.
Okay, that makes sense.
So All we'll right. give away, so we've got three more packages. Let's give away another one in the next half hour, so we have to come up with another trivia question. So are you ready to go back? There's an email we have to read right now. It's very important before we go back to the 15 things successful people should never, ever say.
Right.
Corina from Aptos, California.
Know Corina.
Known on eBay as A Hot Store.
Yeah.
Hi, Griffin Lee.
Hi.
I'm wondering if since eBay isn't taking Monday as a holiday, is it going to be classified as a business day or holiday for shipping? Well, I can tell you, I know the answer to that question.
What is the answer?
It is a postal holiday.
Yeah, it's a postal holiday, so it's not, when I said eBay isn't taking it, I said eBay employees aren't given Columbus Day as a paid time off holiday. But that doesn't mean it's not a banking holiday or post office holiday, which it is.
It is.
So it's not considered a business day
second,
for shipping.
Second Monday in October. Columbus Day honors Christopher Columbus, traditional discoverer of the Americas, because as we know, a lot of people feel he wasn't the first one.
I watched speaking of this, not the first one, I watched an extraordinary Nova program on PBS last night about the DNA testing of very old relics found in Montana that helped. It was the story about how we determined where Native Americans, the indigenous American people that lived here prior to Europeans coming in the second millennia, and some first millennia apparently from the Scandinavian countries, where they how they determined where they came from and how long they had been here, using the miracle of DNA research. And it was just fascinating. It was I could not get to sleep. I was
have
so
you
amazed.
Ever done your DNA like with Ancestry.com? I did. I sent off, you have to spit in a little tube.
Mm.
And I sent it off. I think it was $125.
Yeah.
And it comes back with all of your
I did.
Have you ever seen that? It's so fascinating.
I did, and you know what?
What?
I'm 87% white trash. Isn't that amazing?
I knew that already. You don't need DNA testing to know that about
No,
me.
All you have to do is look, spend 5 minutes with me. No, I don't, I've never done that. I suppose I should be interested in that. I'm interested in the science and the story. I'm not really interested in finding out where I came from.
Mine was fascinating to me. I mean, to me and to the rest of the family.
Did it change the way you shop on eBay?
Absolutely.
How?
I don't know. I feel better about myself, so I shop more. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, so number five of the things that, what we're doing here is we're reading 15 phrases successful people never say.
Never.
And it was written by Sujan Patel for Entrepreneur.com. So we did the I did everything on my own. We did that one. They never say I did everything on my own. The best people know how to surround themselves with others who are smart, savvy, and as dedicated as they are. And what makes this work is always giving credit where credit is due.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've seen that in action so often that I've adopted it years ago. Well, it was eBay that did that for me. Working for eBay, you know, in a combination of working with eBay sellers and buyers, but working with my eBay colleagues has taught me all of this over the last 20 years.
Teamwork. It's called team playing, really. So number five, why don't you do number five?
That's too early. What? 7 a.m.? That's too early. You would never have heard Benjamin Franklin or Steve Jobs say, that's too early for me to be there. If there is a networking meeting, project launch, or interview opportunity at the very beginning of the day, the most successful people do what it takes to be there. Part of being successful is being at the right place at the right time, no matter if you're a morning bird or a night owl. Woody Allen or somebody said, 99% of success is showing up.
And true. Smelling good.
And smelling good. Yeah, I get that down. 888-723-4630. Stay tuned for another segment of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. And be sure to tune in Tuesdays as well for eBay Radio from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Only on BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
You've heard sourcing products from China can be profitable, and you've thought of giving it a try. Sourcing products from a made-in-China wholesale website means lots of research, and you still can't be sure those products or manufacturers are really worthwhile, and you're not about to fly to Beijing. It's such a crapshoot. Luckily, now there's a better way. Visit Douba.com. You see, Douba takes the hassle out of sourcing products from China. They've already done the legwork, so you don't have to. Douba's lined up an exclusive and verified list of reputable manufacturers offering high-quality products, and they're adding more all the time. So quit brushing up on your Cantonese and put off purchasing those tickets to Beijing. With Douba, you can source profitable made-in-China merchandise that has already been vetted. For a 7-day free trial, go to Douba.com. That's D-O-B-A, Douba.com, D-O-B-A, Douba.com.
Reply Manager is coming to the rescue of many online sellers. Kirsty Smaus of eBay top-rated seller Revant Optics was overwhelmed by the success of her e-commerce business, especially when it came to customer emails.
We used eBay messages, so we had more than one Gmail address. So yeah, a lot of bouncing around between the different interfaces.
She explained how Reply Manager provided a solution.
Route several support email addresses into just one location.
Next, Reply Manager organized her conversations with customers.
We can take emails from the same customer and put them into one continuous thread.
Reply Manager works for Kirsty's employees, too, without giving them her eBay password.
You can leave notes so everyone is on the same page.
Reply Manager helped Kirsty get her customer emails under control, and it can help you, too. For more information, visit ReplyManager.com.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. to be added to Lee's list, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue. Listen while you list.